Hi, this is Giovanni. You've heard me on the radio for years, and now I want to invite you to listen to my new podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It's called The Art of Improvement. You can download it on the iHeartRadio app. We talk about entrepreneurship, improving your life, your career, and believing in yourself. One of my favorite quotes is from gold medalist Michael Phelps. There will be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes, but with hard work, there are no limits. It's called The Art of Improvement. Download it now by Giovanni Murata.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. It is the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Friday. I'll give you some strings. Horn section. That's right. That was Carrie Lockie. Carrie Lockie.
Right that there. Was not Carrie Lockie.
What day is it anyway? Where is Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's.
Thank God it is Friday.
Let's do it.
Friday.
You know it. Thank God it's.
Thank God it is Friday.
You know what? Feeling good? Let's make it a Free Speech Friday. Let's go.
Free Speech Friday.
Ah, freedom. Uh-huh. Say that. Bring it down. Here is Carrie Lockie. How are you, Carrie?
It's fine, Joe. How are you?
You get it done or what?
Yeah, of course.
Prove it. Have you got evidence?
I don't have
you
to
got
prove
proof?
It. No, he's got to listen. I've been bringing it all day.
Yeah.
To prove it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, listen, there's a lot going on. You know, I watched that People's Court with Judge Marilyn Millian.
None of those judge shows.
And then I watched that Judge Judy with Judge Judith Scheinlin. And I got to tell you, this Kavanaugh crap would not last like 3 minutes in one of these TV courts.
That's where I need to be in Judge Judy
it just
show.
Wouldn't. It would not last. Of course, we'll get to that. We'll get into that. We'll talk about that. We can't not talk about it. There's always something fluid happening with that. There's always some update that we need to give you. And we'll be all over that. We also have Rod. Now, listen, Dana Perino, who we've had on the show many times, she and I are friends. You know that we're very tight.
You are?
What?
You think you are, but tight? Maybe Dana probably has a differing opinion on that.
Dana Perino, from what I understand, is a very close friend of mine.
Yeah, that doesn't That's sound quite mind. Right, but there.
We've had her on several times. I've got direct contact with her. She always responds. And we've had her on the show many times. We're radio friends, at least. I'll give you that much.
Radio friends. Got
okay,
it.
Okay, so you're denying my alleged friendship with Dana Perino.
I am.
Either way,
yeah.
She said today, I heard her say, Rod Rosenstein, can we make a decision, please?
Hello, we've been talking about this. I think there was one report, and the guy said his name, and it was Rosenstein.
But I've heard you say Steen.
I have not. Not for a long time. Not after that one report. And that's been a
well,
while.
It's I have not or I have not
I have
for a long time.
Said Rosenstein.
So are you alleging right now that you've never said Rosenstein?
No, I'm sure that I had before that report came out several months ago that we've talked about now, on the show.
You and I agree that now Sean Hannity and I are friends. You can't deny that one.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that one.
Are you denying that too?
No,
really?
No, I said I'm giving you that one. You're bros.
I'll call Sean right now. Make him call the show. Do not even start, Lockie.
Oh, okay. I know, yeah.
So there you go. He says Steen.
Yes, he does.
I mean, I don't know.
So what are you going to believe? Sean Hannity, your sidekick, and your pain in the butt. You're going to go I know you're going to go with Steen, aren't you? I know it.
Who's more successful? Let me just ask you that.
And that would be your friend, your pal, Sean Hannity.
But,
doesn't mean that he's right about a name.
Success. You can't just do that, can you? I mean,
no.
So are you right now on the record saying Sean Hannity's wrong?
No. No. What are you trying to do to me? I'm just saying.
I'm just asking.
I think it is Rosenstein, and that's how I choose to say it.
I'm just asking.
I know you are.
But I think it is Stein. I'm going to go with Stein.
Oh, really?
Maybe I'll send Sean a text. You know, I have his digits right here.
Yeah.
I, you know,
Yes, I'm sure.
Just text him right out. And I'll tell him, listen, Sparky enough. Should I call him Sparky?
I wouldn't if you still want to be bros with him. Yeah.
So don't, I would call him Sparky. So I'll be careful with that. Yeah. But well, I guess we'll say Stein. But you've got, there's an update on that story, which we'll talk about in a minute. But I want to start somewhere else. First of all, Free Speech Friday, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. A couple of things that that irk me. Now, I know I'm generally speaking a happy guy, never complain about anything.
You must be thinking of something else. Somebody else. Yeah. You complain all the time.
So it's not me?
It's not you.
All right. A couple of things. Yesterday we had Brandon Strock on. His name has an A at the end, which you made fun of me for saying it.
Yes.
It's silent.
Many times.
But again, for many months now, people have seen him in his video and his walk away stuff, and they see Straka, and you think that it's pronounced some other way. Knowing you, Straka, you would pronounce that Rosenstein. So, I mean, which I find to be odd.
I wouldn't.
I don't know why you would do that.
Strock.
But yes. Because you heard some reporters say Rosenstein, it must be Rosenstein.
Oh, my gosh.
It's S-M-I-T-H, Carrie Rosenstein.
Stein.
So that's what we're going to go with.
Okay.
But I had him on. Now, here's the guy who is the face of a movement of left-leaning liberals in America, those who thought they were Democrats. And earlier in the week, we had D.A. Nico LaHood on, and he did the same thing. He's walking away and going to a more conservative outlook. In fact, these guys are promoting the conservative way of life. And therefore, basically promoting Republicans. So I have the guy on, and he is not the quintessential Republican that you would think of. He's not the quintessential conservative. He talked about how he's not, you know, Bible thumping, and how he's not. He went down the list of a few things that he's not doing, and I said, "Yeah, you weren't cleaning your AR-15." So I get an email from a guy who claims he's never going to listen to the show again. Now, first of all, he calls the guy a name. He calls Brandon Strock a name. And decides then that I somehow am a piece of garbage because I didn't defend Christianity to Brandon Strock. Now, again, I'm a conservative guy. I'm a Christian guy. I tend to lean toward Republicans, although I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. Brandon is now helping to get an entirely new audience for my side. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
He's actually telling people who happen to be gay or happen to be maybe not as religious or happen to be women or happen to be black or happen to be Hispanic that it's okay to walk away from a party that is now filled with hate. He's actually helping my side, the conservatives. He's actually helping President Trump. Now, the guy that emailed me, I would imagine, Carrie, and I could be wrong, but I would imagine he's a conservative guy. He's a Christian guy. Mm-hmm. And instead of stepping back and going, let me see what's really going on here. Holy crap. A young gay guy is now saying, it's not only cool to vote conservative, I suggest you do and get away from the hateful left. And instead of seeing it for somebody actually who is not the cookie cutter conservative, saying, hey, it's okay to be a conservative. What he saw was a gay guy saying Christianity is bad. And because now I wrote him back, of course, after he called him a name and he said, can't believe you allowed that person on your show when the person, again, is actually helping our side. I wrote him back and I said, wow, what an idiotic email.
Good.
Because I'm good like that. I'm a communicator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how you communicate and start a conversation. Right. And he wrote back, that's it. That. I'm never going to listen to your show again. And I'm like, I don't need you to listen to my show if you don't get why that interview was a positive one for the conservative movement in this country, for traditional American values. If you don't see why that was a good interview that takes us to the next level to where it is a big tent on the conservative side, it is okay to be not exactly like the guy next to you, but still have similar beliefs. It is okay to walk away from a violent, violent version of the Democrat Party. This is, that party is gone, man. It's jumped the shark. We should want everybody. Well, a guy like that, it made me think, so what if I had a black person on? Would he say, I don't know why I have this, call him a name, person on, and how dare you denigrate blah, blah, blah by talking to him? And I'm like, what are you, stupid? So to those who felt like that guy felt yesterday, who wanted to write me an email and you thought, I've got to defend Christianity. I do defend Christianity every day. But I'm not here to tell somebody who says I'm not a Bible thumper that he's not allowed to say that. Because, Carrie, I'm a Christian, yet I'm not a Bible thumper. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking on your door and go, you got to read this book here. This is what you got to live this way. I do prefer people are Christian. I do prefer people live the Christian life. And if you ask me about it, we'll have that conversation. But for him to say what he said, Brandon, he was just saying, I'm not who you would expect me to be. I mean, did the person who wrote me just miss the point?
I think he did. It was way off.
He had to have, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. We come back. We'll also talk about my experience at a big box store today.
Mm.
I'm not going to say which store it was, but it sounds like Sam's. Okay, so just keep that in mind. I'm like, why?
Wow, okay. I wonder which store.
It was a pretty good hint, right?
About.
Pretty good hint.
Yeah, I would say.
So we'll talk about that. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. You can go to joepags.com for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Of course, I posted the video of me doing arms yesterday. And again, most people very nice. And again, that was educational, I think. I actually said what I was doing, why I was doing it, how you build the brachialis and all that. There's always some idiot who says, what about shoulders?
What? You know that's coming. Yeah,
now, Carrie, I'm not afraid to wear a tank top around the radio station.
Well,
you're not going to have any shoulders.
You do.
Did I leave my shoulders at the house?
No, you do. I mean, have shoulders.
But what is that? And then you click on the guy. He's like some fat pig.
I know.
It's like some fat guy
trying to get under your skin. I'm sure it's all jealousy.
I'm telling you, it just makes me work out harder the next day. And then, of course, our friend Dan Nitro Clark, Nitro from the American Gladiator, wins leg day. So, of course, today was leg day. Mm-hmm. And Dan and I are friends. So I texted him from the gym. Today's leg day. Where are you?
Oh.
Oh, I had an operation. Blah, blah. Look at me on Nitro. So, you know, Mr. Big Talker guy.
It sounds like a good excuse.
He's not in there getting it done. He's got some huge scar in his abdomen or something. I'm like, I don't care. Come and do leg day.
Dude.
So yeah, again, if you go to my Instagram, and it's Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow, it's not verified, but make sure you spell it right, because sometimes people will, like, leave out a letter and steal my pictures and put them on some news. I've seen, it's actually happened. I had to have Instagram take it down. But you go there, you'll see some sunset pictures, maybe the dogs, maybe the kids, maybe the family, and certainly you'll see me working out. I'll put some workout videos and workout pictures on there. If that bothers you, don't go look at them.
That's pretty easy. But, you know, I messaged you about it after you're not. I messaged you yesterday after I saw the video, but you never responded to me.
I don't remember getting a message from you, actually.
Yeah,
I think I blacked it out. What did you say in the message? What did it say?
I said, look at me. I'm smoking my biceps and triceps and hammers, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there it is. Oh, you gave me the thumbs down. Okay.
I did give you a thumbs
down.
You
did acknowledge it.
I responded almost immediately. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That did not require a response. It required a thumbs down. That's what you get.
Okay.
So you get for being that person, okay?
Okay.
So anyway, it is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. So I go to this big box store today, which rhymes with Sam's, and what is the deal? So you walk in there, first of all. Well, a couple of things. When you walk in, do you or do you not show the membership card?
Yeah, if somebody's there, yeah. I think you have to, don't you?
There was somebody there. Okay, so Paul, you're saying don't show it.
You don't have to. The only place that does is the other place.
Sounds like Smosco?
Yes.
That one?
Yes.
Dude, you're terrible at this.
Well, I'm trying to be tricky. I don't want people to know where I went.
Right.
But but sometimes I've not shown my Sam's card. And then the lady or the guy will give me a look. I'm like, oh, well, hold on a second. Let me get out of my wallet and show you myself. Because I can't check out without one anyway. So what good can I do in the store
if
I don't have a card? So now it wasn't that busy. But I've got the slowest walking people in front of me on every aisle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one of
those
help
me
days.
Understand.
Yeah.
I mean, there's actually a couple there where the woman was embarrassed by how slowly the man was. I guess they were married. I'm not sure. Can you just pick one already? Can you just, like a dog food or something, can you just pick one? So I'm like, pardon me. And then I sneak through and I go and I get the stuff for my dogs. And then I'm going to get back through. Now she's really embarrassed that they're still standing there. And the husband is trying, he's contemplating how to pick up the 50-pound bag.
Mm.
No, Carrie, I did not. I know what you're thinking, that I would, in my tank top, I grabbed it and I threw it in the cart. I did not do that for them.
Oh,
I did not.
I thought you might have.
As I'm walking through, she looks at me. And again, I never say, look at my muscles. The pictures might scream that, but I don't say it.
Okay.
I've never said the words, look at my muscles. So anyway, she's now embarrassed, and she shouldn't be. I'm like, take your time. I don't care how long it takes you to get dog food. Hmm. And she says, oh, pardon us. We're actually making a career out of getting this bag of dog food.
So sticked off at her husband, man.
Right. And I said, and the guy looks at me like, This is what the man appeared to be saying to me in his eyes. His
Help
eyes
me.
Said,
Help me.
Save me.
I know.
Save me, please.
And they went, oh, yeah. I said, sounds like a good career to me. And it just kept on walking. I'm I don't want to be in this.
Yeah.
I ABC your weight, not including me in your little fight.
Yeah.
So, and then now I'm going toward, I have to get a rotisserie chicken. Mm. And they smelled yummy and I could see them, but it took me 17 minutes to get there. It's about 10 feet away because not all, there was an older lady, but I mean, not like ancient, and then a younger person with her, and they're like, I think the game was, how slowly can we shuffle our feet?
It's Friday, they're not in any hurry, they don't have to be anywhere, I'm sure.
Listen, be slow, just get the hell out of my way.
I agree.
Go as slowly as you'd like. Now there are young, vibrant people picking their noses and having a conversation. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to go down and get the protein bars, and there are three people who actually work at Sam's. And the one guy is the guy that pushes the floor cleaner thing around.
Mm-hmm.
That little mop looking thing. Yeah. It's not a mop, though. It's like a big wide thing. You like just get like papers broom. And stuff up with
yeah.
it. He's decided that he's gonna talk to and chat up the hot little employee, little girl. And now they're chatting up in Spanish. And it's fine. I mean, I don't speak a whole lot of Spanish. So I was like, I don't care what language you're speaking. Just get the hell out of my way. And I'm like, excuse me. And now a third person comes into the conversation. And the guy with the big wide thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it long ways blocking where I'm trying to walk. And I'm going, dude. So I actually said, dude, excuse me.
Move out of the way. Come on.
So he turned. Now they don't like squeeze against the wall and let the big angry guy get by. He just turns it the other way so that I can go past without stepping on it. I'm like, okay, grab the protein bars and then they turn around. And he's got it long ways again. I'm like, what is this?
Dude, I said, at the wrong time.
Excuse me. Right. I'm like, what is going on? Mm. So then I get to go get in line, and there are people standing. I can't tell if they're in line or don't you hate that? Are you in line or not?
Yes. Pick. Get out of my way.
Okay. Is it hard to get in
leave
line?
The store. Just,
what, Polo? No, do not blame me for
no,
any
no,
of
no.
this.
No. I'm going to help you out. Download the app. You can scan all the stuff yourself, pay for it through there, and then get the heck out of there.
Hmm. What do you mean? So they'll have it packed up and ready for me?
No, you already have it in your cart because they don't put bags. So you scan each item with
I'm
your
not
phone.
Sure. I'm not. Hmm. Oh, I can scan I'm shopping?
Yeah.
So I don't have to check out at all at the checkout thing?
No.
Oh,
dude, how do you know these things? I don't know this kind of crap, but I'm a technology guy.
That's what I do.
So I can actually go around, shop, which actually took way too long because people were in my way.
Right.
But I don't have to go and wait in line at all. Just check out right there on my phone.
Correct.
All right.
And then at the end, when you walk out,
that would have saved
me
a little bit of time.
Yeah, and then when you walk out, they'll want to see your receipt, so you show them the phone, and then they'll see all this stuff, and then there you go.
Well, I also could have shown them pictures of all the slow people walking around. I was just snapping pictures behind them going, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
look at this guy over here.
Because I did that one time after we were leaving. I needed to go buy a bag of ice, so I just scanned it, showed the guy, boom, that was it. I didn't have to go back inside and get in line, none of that stuff.
I will have to try that next time. That would not have taken care of the slow walking people, but that certainly would have helped me out. As I was going to check out. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I'd just like to remind you people, if you see me at the shopping center, just get the hell out of my way. Is that asking much? I don't think that's
maybe
asking
a little.
Too much, is it?
No.
Phone calls when we come back on a Free Speech Friday. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Also, the live video feed is right there as well. It's the Joe Pag Show for your Free Speech Friday. Glad to have you along for the ride. Carrie, a lot of people have been interested in how they can watch Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Robert Francis O'Rourke debate tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place I can see where you can see it, it looks like nationwide, is on C-SPAN.
Got it.
And that's going to start in about a half an hour. Are you DVRing that?
You know what? I'm not. I just assumed I could be able to find it online somewhere when I got home tonight.
I think you're right. I think in this day and age, I mean, I was going to give you a hard time, you know, being in the news and all. I figured that you would care about news and stuff, but I'm not going to because in this day and age, you could always find it after the fact.
That's what I'm
and
thinking.
Probably in HD. The only C-SPAN I can find, it doesn't even look like it's in HD. So if you want to watch that live, that's going to be happening in about 25 minutes from now. I obviously will not be watching it live. You know why, Carrie?
You'll be on the air, Joe.
Be a little bit busy, a little bit busy entertaining the people. Mm. So I do look forward to seeing it. I wonder if Robert Francis, he calls himself Beto O'Rourke, will in fact say something other than platitudes. I wonder if he'll back up the idea that he's open to the possibility of getting rid of ICE. I guess, Carrie, can you find the soundbite or actually the quote that O'Rourke, I guess, recently, in recent days, compared the police and how they do their job to Jim Crow laws?
Yes, okay. I'm on it.
If you could find that for me, that'd be wonderful. Meantime, it is a Free Speech Friday. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome to Nick, who is in San Antonio. Nick, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Living a dream, man. What's happening?
Being a listener.
Thanks, man.
Well, I've been kind of thrown to the side looking at Reddit here. I mean, there's been a lot of talk recently between Facebook and Twitter and political comments, ads, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
But on some of the stories that are shared from, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, whatever the case may be, mainstream media, I have not found a single conservative comment or a comment that may just throw it off. Looking at the Rosenstein secretly record Trump and discuss the 25th Amendment, there's a bunch of comments on there that are saying that they're trying to use that to throw it and say we're getting rid of Rosenstein and take the story away from Kavanaugh and just get him through. I'm sitting here thinking, wow, so even when there's official, even when it's from their own press, their own backed press, that they don't even want to take it.
Well, Nick, it's not really about the outlet. It's about whether they're saying and doing what the left wants them to say and do. The New York Times, as we both know, is a very liberal, left-leaning organization, an outlet that clearly is part of the resist movement, in my opinion. There would be no reason whatsoever on planet Earth that anybody in the editorial board or in the publishing of the New York Times would ever say, let's release this thing on Rosenstein to save Trump and to save Kavanaugh. That's not happening. They posted this and they printed this because they truly believe Rod Rosenstein did this. Now, let me ask you something. Why do you go to Reddit? Reddit looks like an old bulletin board system. It's not very, I mean, to me, it's not even very interactive. It's just a bunch of people saying things down a line.
Yeah, I agree. It's not. And I originally started going to Reddit for a bunch of technology stuff.
Okay. But they are good for that, by the way. They are good for that. I agree.
Agreed. Right. And I started going to just the politics side during the election.
Yeah.
And then it automatically notifies me when stuff is trending. And ironically, every time something is trending, it is news about coming from the left side bashing the right.
Right.
So I usually don't comment. I just stick in the wings and there's 3,800 comments going on and it's scary. My workplace, as of right now.
Yeah.
It's to the point to where I'm 29. I honestly don't feel comfortable necessarily saying on like conservative views, because everybody, if they see CNN on in the office, they'll automatically tag on that. And I'm sitting here, wow, there's 30 people sitting here agreeing with that. I mean, I know I'd be singled out if I didn't. It shouldn't be that way.
Well, right? No, it shouldn't. You know? I mean, people should not be, if they're going to have political discussion in the workplace, they should be open to having people like you say something as well. Nick, I appreciate you. Have you ever gone to Reddit, Kerry? I'm not a big Reddit fan, although he's right. When it comes to technology, Reddit's pretty good. But when it comes to politics, I could not care less than I care right now. I just don't care what the people on Reddit think. Now, when it comes to social media that's more interactive and that I think has a better user interface, you've got Facebook and Twitter. Those are the ones that I focus on. Instagram, again, for the personal stuff. But Facebook and Twitter also are squashing right-leaning voices. But the right before the show, somebody actually tweeted me a video. Did you see this video that I posted on Twitter?
No, I don't think I did.
They tweeted me a video that has this lawyer for the Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, whatever. But this woman, the Deborah Katz is her name, the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that said Paula Jones, it was 10, 15 minutes out of her life. What's the big deal? She should get over it. She's also the one that is backing Al Franken, saying no big deal. Although he was a senator, he was in his capacity as a comedian, so it was okay for him to do what he did. She's also the one now on video as part of a news report on ABC News, and they did not put a CG up and identify her as a lawyer. But after Jeff Sessions was sworn in, they have a soundbite from her saying, we're going to resist, we're going to resist, we're resisting. And all they put as her slug, the thing under her name, is protester. It's clear as day. It's the same lady.
Wow.
So I posted that over on Facebook, so go and check it out. Let me see here. I just want to make sure that I've got it. It was something that I posted at, see, doesn't Facebook or Twitter, 4:37 Central Time, I posted it. So if you go to at Joe Talk Show on Twitter, JoeTalkShow on Twitter, and go through my Twitter feed or just what I've tweeted, you go back to 4:37, and it's a clear video of this lawyer talking about how much he's resisting. So it begs the question, and again, we haven't even gotten into this story yet today, but it begs the question, at what point will the Senate Judiciary panel, this committee, say to Christine Blasey or Blasey Ford, listen, your lawyers were about to do a fundraiser for a far left-wing candidate. And they just canceled when we all found out. Your lawyer Katz thinks it was no big deal what happened to Paula Jones. Your lawyer Katz thinks that what Al Franken did was not a big deal, and he was just being a comedian. Your lawyer Katz is on video as part of a news story on ABC News after the confirmation of Jeff Sessions saying, we're resisting, we're going to resist. Let me see if I can actually, I'll bring the audio up of this video, and it's so clearly her that there's actually no way to deny it. And here's the, it's about 40 seconds long.
Good morning. Contentious battle. Jeff Sessions is now the president's eighth confirmed cabinet nominee.
News.
And this morning he is bidding farewell to all of this as the senator is sworn in as the next attorney general.
The nomination is confirmed.
Finally over the finish line, the new attorney general this morning grateful to the colleagues who fought for him.
I can't express how appreciative I am for those of you who stood by me during this difficult time.
We will resist.
So now there are a bunch of people holding up signs, we will resist. And the next voice that the reporter is going to toss to is Deborah Katz. It's clearly her. There's no deniability here.
It was a bitter feud to the very end.
We're going to fight back. We are going to resist. We will not be silent.
We're going to fight back. We're going to resist. We will not be silent. She's clearly anti-Trump, anti-Sessions, anti-this administration. And people, she's the one negotiating whether this woman's going to sit down and talk to the panel. I mean, again, it doesn't matter if you're on the left or on the right. At what point do you look at this person and say, oh, well, you clearly have an agenda. You're going to fight back. You're going to resist. We will not give in. They were fighting back and resisting because a guy was nominated and confirmed as an attorney general. She had nothing. I mean, there was nothing that she was actually resisting other than the fact that Trump won and that he was able to pick somebody. It's very strange that nobody wants to bring this up. It's very strange that this charade, some would say if they're a little higher brow than I am, Carrie, this charade. The charade.
I say charade.
Of course you do, because you're wearing the t-shirt today, charade. So it's
game
very highbrow.
Day. What? Wow. Back
it
off.
It is game day.
Yes.
It is game day.
I'm wearing my t-shirt. Yes.
I could see you wearing that to like a dinner party. So so what I'm saying is, saying the word charade, come on. So this woman is clearly a resistor. She is clearly somebody who's anti-Trump, and for some reason, she's given credence. Now, I don't know if the Republicans on the committee don't know about her background, or if they, like Republicans tend to do, are afraid to actually go on the offense. I mean, you look at this, you know, this Mazie Hirono, this clear and utter idiot who thinks men should shut up and step up, which I don't even know what that means, who completely and absolutely believes any allegation against Kavanaugh, and we must save all the women on earth and all the men should shut their faces. That person, and you've got several, even Leahy, who's, you know, mild-mannered, and Feinstein, and Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris, these people have no fear of going on the offensive, even though they know, because they're not stupid people, that they're dead wrong. They will stay on the offensive to try to get their political ends. Republicans want to play above the board when they're being punched below the belt constantly. Stop it. Out this lawyer for who she is. Out this Christine Ford for who she is as a protester as well. Show that they have ulterior motives. Because they've shown nothing in evidence to prove anything that she said. In fact, every time she said it, anybody she's named as who was a part of it has denied it. So does it matter, you know, what the lawyer's leanings are? Of course. Does it matter what the accuser's leanings are? Yes, absolutely. And I'm just tired of it, man. The Republicans need to take the gloves off. Those who want conservative, traditional American values need to take the gloves off. You're going to be walking through life with all these political manners as you get punched below the belt constantly, and the left keeps on grabbing ground, geographically and politically. Enough already. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I want.
I need.
You need to know what's going on.
It's the information you want. It's the information you need. News Radio 1200 WOAI.
All right, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. We will in earnest get into the Kavanaugh latest. Carrie, you've got that, right? Kavanaugh latest, whether she's going to testify, who's going to testify, who's negotiating, who's doing what. We also have that really amazing news from the New York Times that Rod Rosenstein is now refuting. So we'll have that for you as well. Next hour, it's going to be Kayleigh McEnany. She's from the GOP. We talk about Cruz and O'Rourke. We talk about just this cult of personality that's happening across the nation. Also talks about Ivanka Trump, who is in Texas today, pushing her policies and priorities and much more. We also make the comparison, and I think it's a good one. Carrie, tell me what you think about this. As a woman, what do you think about this?
Okay.
If you're going to be completely 100% on the side of the accuser of Kavanaugh when there's zero evidence and zero facts involved that can be proven, shouldn't you at the same time be 100% behind the accuser of Keith Ellison, which happened very recently?
Yes, I would say so.
For some reason, that lady doesn't matter.
I know.
The lady from 35, 36 years ago matters, but not this lady who might, there might be videos of it. Her son corroborates the story. There are other witnesses to corroborate it. Yet this guy might be the attorney general in the great state of Minnesota. What the hell's the matter with you, Minnesota? Seriously, you cannot vote this idiot in. That would be ridiculous. Now, I don't know if he was abusive or sexually assaultive against this woman, but her facts are there, and they're verifiable, and they're investigatable, and they're not from 36 years ago. Yet, Mazie Hirono, have you heard her say anything about Ellison?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So we talked to Kaylee McEnany about that and much more next hour. Make sure you stick around for that. Meantime, I've got to tell you about Super Beats. Super Beats is a great product. I have the Super Beats in the morning. About a teaspoonful will get you the boost of nitric oxide that your body needs. It's the miracle molecule. Nitric oxide helps your circulation, helps your blood flow, helps your blood pressure. This company, Human, came up with Super Beats because they want to help your cardiovascular health. As we get older, we start losing the amount that we produce, this nitric oxide, and in turn, we start losing energy. We start losing the ability to have the stamina that we want and that we need. Get real, healthy, natural energy. You do so by getting what I drink in the morning. It's Super Beats. If you haven't called yet, I want you to. It's 800-516-8389, 1-800-516-8389, or joelovesbeats.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and also free shipping, too. I want you to get Super Beats. It's the right thing to do. So just see if you get the boost that I'm talking about. It's that easy. You try it and you see. 800-516-8389 or joelovesbeats.com. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome on a Free Speech Friday to North Carolina and James. James, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, good evening, Joe. How are you?
I'm living the dream. You guys okay with being out of Hurricane Alley now or what?
Well, we're far enough inland. The only thing we got out of it was some rain. And a little bit of wind, not even enough to knock any limbs off the trees around here.
But, well, good. I'm glad you're safe.
Well, I'm glad for all the folks that did make it through the storm that they are all right. There's been too many killed in it, and I hate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'd like to say out to all the deplorable dorks, thanks for all the best wishes they sent my way, even though I'm like 3 hours from the coast.
For those who don't know, those who follow me online and have been for years call themselves the deplorable dorks. I guess I probably called you guys deplorable dorks, and then you picked it up, right?
That's correct.
Okay, talk to me, James. What's on your mind today?
One of the things I heard today in listening around was, you know, all this stuff that going around about Rosenstein and maybe getting him on recording and bringing up the 25th Amendment. That's yeah. The dumbest thing I ever heard. But
yep.
Some of them say, well, there's the pretext that Trump will file Rosenstein and try to get rid of the special counsel, and then we've got him.
Yeah, but they don't have him because the president can today legally fire the Mueller investigation, fire Robert Mueller,
oh, yeah.
and legally there's no issue whatsoever. But what I find interesting is, and I wonder what you think about this, James, why exactly would the New York Times give the president help unless it's true? And the reason I ask is they just actually gave him a reason and cause to fire Rosenstein if it's true.
Well, they are trying. They're with the resist movement, and they're trying to get rid of him. And they think this is their easiest way to get him impeached. That's the only thing I can figure.
Well, it would be insubordination if Rod Rosenstein actually did say, "Let's record the president secretly and try to get him on the 25th Amendment." That's fireable right. In any business.
Yeah. Well, I think it was said as a sarcastic joke in the meeting myself.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why it was said, but again, I think they give the president proper cause for insubordination. James, we love you. We appreciate you. Glad you're safe from the hurricane, and I'm sure he's watching on the live stream. We appreciate you, Carrie. I mean, that's sort of how it works, right? I mean, if in fact this is provable, and it's not, but if it were provable that Rosenstein said this, that would be cause, wouldn't it?
Most definitely, I would think so.
I mean, that's bold insubordination. I don't get it. All right, got to do a quick break here. We'll outline that complete Rosenstein story. Also, we'll give you the latest on Kavanaugh and much more. Kaylee McEnany, bottom of next hour. Keep it here on the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Life. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, Newsmax TV. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Friday. Strings, please. How about that horn section? Exactly right. Protein bar. Enjoy myself a protein bar. Carrie, come on.
It's disgusting.
What day is it anyway? Where's Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
The man. Thank God it's.
Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's.
Thank God it is Friday.
You know what? I'm feeling it. Let's make it happen. Free speech Friday. Come on. Ah, freedom. Uh-huh. Save us. Bring it now. Take it up a notch. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. Somebody's now called me twice from North Carolina, Carrie, during the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have half a mind to just take them on the air. Hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be good?
I think you should.
But see, in some states, you can't just do that. You can just throw them on the air without telling them. Second call from that same number. And guess what? I don't know anybody in North Carolina.
Hmm.
I mean, I know Jim just called a little while ago. We love the North Carolina listeners and viewers,
yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
But most people, and my father never did, you know, obviously he used to call during the show. And I was like, Dad, do you really not know when I do this? But most people know when I'm on. So I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to go on the out on a limb here and say it's a wrong number or it's a telemarketer.
I'm going to say telemarketer.
You're going with telemarketer?
Yeah.
I think you're probably right. Free Speech Friday means whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we will certainly talk about it. We've got a lot on the plate today, a lot to get to. We had a little bit of fun last hour. We will go to, you know, different paths later on in the program as well. I'm not going to just do Kavanaugh 3 hours a day. Can't do it. Can't do Rosenstein mm-hmm. 3 hours a day. I think that's the easy trap to fall into because I could clearly, Carrie, could I take phone calls for 3 hours in Kavanaugh?
I think you could. Yeah.
But I mean, can't do it. Cannot do it. But having said that, let's start with Kavanaugh.
So, okay.
Good. Give us the very latest on this. And again, for those, a lot of people went and joined my Twitter during the break. It is, again, Joe Talk Show at JoeTalkShow. Go and look for a tweet that I put up there at 4:37 Central, obviously 5:37 Eastern Time. I've actually linked to a YouTube video of Deborah Katz, who is one of the lawyers for Christine Ford, who is making this allegation against Kavanaugh. She is a resist person. She's only listed as protester at the end of the story. We'll resist. We will not give up. We're going to stop this. We're going to resist. So that's who this person is. That person can't be taken seriously as an unbiased person just trying to say, hey, look, she was sexually assaulted many, many years, 35, 36 years ago. That's why President Trump's pick is no good. She cannot be trusted because she's made it clear she's going to resist. We'll do whatever we have to do. We're going to resist. All right, give me the latest on Kavanaugh, please.
From CNN, the Senate Judiciary Committee has proposed holding a hearing next Wednesday where they will hear a testimony from both Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, the woman accusing him of sexual assault, according to a source with knowledge of the matter. Ford and her legal team have until 5 p.m. Eastern Time Friday to respond to the Senate Republicans offer, a separate source told CNN. Now, as a side note, Fox News is now reporting that deadline has now been extended to 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight for Ford and her legal team to respond. The proposed hearing, according to three sources, would include an outside counsel who would ask questions. The proposal calls for Ford to testify first and Kavanaugh second. Her lawyer said Thursday night that Ford would not be able to get to Washington before next Thursday because of all of her the family is dealing with, according to a Senate Democratic leadership aide. In response to Republicans' proposal for a hearing for Wednesday, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, accused them of rushing Ford, saying their proposal was mean-spirited and candidly shows no sympathy or empathy whatsoever. Republicans should show a little compassion, not to mention consideration she'll need to prepare for the hearing. The California senator sent a statement Friday, adding just because Republicans don't need to prepare doesn't mean Dr. Ford should be rushed. Another source told CNN Republicans are dealing with internal disagreements about whether they should even use an outside counsel. Multiple senior members of the committee are pushing for one, while others are less interested, according to the source, making it unclear whether this will make it into the final proposal to Ford. Our lawyers previously suggested the committee senators question their client, not an outside counsel.
Well, I mean, again, I think these lawyers are left-wing resist idiots, but I agree with them on this. You've got a panel of duly elected senators. Many of them are lawyers. You've got one more or two more. I'm not sure exactly what the majority is, either one or two more. But there are more Republicans than Democrats on the committee. But you've got Republicans and Democrats on the committee. The Republicans and Democrats get to ask her questions. Why would you need an outside counsel? I'm not sure I get it. Has anybody, Carrie, said yet why they want an outside counsel? What am I missing?
Not that I've seen. Just that I know they've been talking about it, whether or not to use one or not.
And by the way, Dianne Feinstein can shut it. And all right, Tara Roach is a woman. No, she can shut it. This whole they're rushing her is BS. Had she said something in July, I believe it's incumbent upon her as a member of a ranking member of that committee to tell the chairman of the committee, Grassley, hey, I got this letter. You should be made aware of this. To me, she was hiding something for 2 months and only brought it out when it looked like Kavanaugh was going to breeze right to confirmation. Then suddenly it's out there. If anybody is fast-tracking it, it's her because she sat on it for so long. She could have shown it to Grassley back in July. They could have had conversations about it. They could have asked Kavanaugh about it in private meetings and in the actual hearing. The only people that are using this as a political hot potato and are doing anything timeline-wise, chronologically, are the Democrats.
And you mentioned
this whole thing is very weird.
The special counsel, I guess CNN's also reporting that there was a Senate Republican aide that told them that a special counsel would prevent the politicization of Ford's questioning.
Well, that's BS because everybody knows that Mueller is a special counsel and it's politicized. I mean, without a doubt, it's going to be politicized. It depends on who the person is. Carrie, can you find somebody in this country who completely is down the middle, doesn't care about either side?
No.
I don't think so. No. It's certainly not somebody who's in the Rolodex. Can you say Rolodex these days?
No, I think that's old school, dude.
Can you say Rolodex?
No.
I was watching a show the other night, Ozark. Have you watched
Ozark?
I heard
it's really good.
It's a crappy show.
A lot of people thought
the way they shoot it is so dark. I mean, physically dark, you can't see anything. I'm like, open the lens a little bit, change the filter, let us see what's going on. Some pretty good acting and some really bad acting, but I don't know, I watched 2 seasons of it so far, so as much as I say it's no good, I watched 2 seasons of it. But to me, Jason Bateman always plays the same character. Paul, are you with me on this? Jason Bateman is the same guy in every movie.
The sarcastic guy?
Right, he's the sarcastic, Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
In every movie, that's who he is. He's the same exact guy. I don't know that he's stretched his range ever. That's who he always is, either way. So on that show, he's got like a 10, 11-year-old, 12-year-old kid who says, I went through that paper wheel, and I found the phone number of his friends.
The paper wheel.
And Bateman's like, that's a Rolodex. So, I mean, kids, if you put a Rolodex in front of some kid, would they know what it was?
Probably not. No, they wouldn't say Rolodex.
It's the paper wheel.
I
think it's a toy.
I like it.
Right. You just spin it around and look how cool the papers are.
It's like a slinky with paper.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do kids know what a slinky is?
Yeah, because that's come back several times already.
Has it?
Yeah.
You know which ones? I could not stand a slinky because once you cross the little line, the metal things or even the plastic,
or if you bent it,
was broken,
yeah.
Away.
Yeah, can't do
you
that.
Bent it a little bit, you could not fix it. It was done.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
So, anyways, what's that?
That's how they get you. So you can go buy another one.
Right, you got to go back and buy another one. Right, exactly. Yeah. So the people who would be special counsel considerees would be in the Rolodexes of these people on this panel. And everybody in that panel knows that there's a left or right leaning, especially if you're in the political world, there is some leaning. Look what they do with Kavanaugh. He has not shown any leaning at all. Well, everybody's a sexual assaulter. I mean, you could always find something in somebody's past or somebody to say something about somebody in their past that would suggest there's somebody other than who they're presenting themselves to be. Why have a special counsel? We know that those in the right feel this way, those in the left feel that way. Let them ask the questions. It's really dumb to me to suggest that the person would be non-political or unbiased. It's just to me, it's not possible. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. We come back, your thoughts on this. A lot of people lined up. They want to talk about it and more on the Joe Pag Show. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Uh-huh.
Hey, great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. JoePags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Javier just wrote me this. Wants no outside counsel so she can push the narrative of all the male senators questioning her and prevents the Republicans from having a female counsel question her. Look, if sexual assault happened, it happened. It's not about the gender of the person or the sex of the person who asked the questions. That's stupid. Now, Javier, and I appreciate that you thought this through, but I disagree with you wholeheartedly. These people are senators. These people are representatives of their individual states. These people are not judged, or shouldn't be, by what gender they are. I mean, by saying that, you're actually falling for the left narrative that you have to have a woman has to question a woman. A woman has to only knows about a woman. A black person can only know about black lives and social justice. I disagree with you. I can have empathy or sympathy or question or ask or think on any line of any issue, no matter what the gender, ethnicity, or race or sex happens to be. I'm not going to fall for that left-wing garbage that you have to be a woman to ask a woman about what happened to her. I disagree. It is, I mean, otherwise you'd have a society where a woman says a crime happened, a police officer shows up, happens to be a dude, and she says, oh, I'm not telling you, you're a dude. No. You tell him so he can go investigate it, and maybe we'll get the bad guy. It's that simple. Don't fall for that liberal stuff that you have to be this intersectional person before you can have a thought or an opinion or ask a question about a certain topic. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello and welcome to Nina in Florida. Nina, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Great.
I'm just so mad I'm spitting nails over this stuff. I can't believe Senator Grassley didn't stop at 10 a.m. this morning and be done with it. I can't believe one person can take down this whole government. And I can't believe Dianne Feinstein held this for over a month. It's all a big ploy, and it's so right there in our face. But, yeah, I emailed the White House today, and I'm like, y'all want us to go out in droves in November to keep this agenda going, but they're going to let this woman do something like this. And now you've noticed the media is saying it's sexual assault all of a sudden. It started out with him just touching her bathing suit. Now all of a sudden it's full-blown sexual assault. And I'm just so mad, and I just wanted to call on Bent, and I appreciate you listening to me, Bent.
Well, Adina, I appreciate you calling in. You got to get a phone, though, that doesn't allow you to press the buttons with your face when you're holding it. But, Carrie, I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, you can tell that.
I love Nina. I love Nina, and I mean I love Nina. Girl, girl, love. But you stop it. When you're on the phone, and you're holding, I'm going to help. This is Pagsy teaches you how to be on the phone. When you're on the phone, don't do this. Just hold it right there. There you go. Boom. Done. I don't think I've ever pressed a button with my face.
Oh, I'm sure you have. But is that, an older
never,
phones.
Never.
Yes.
Never.
You have.
Never. Oh, I never have. That's
you
untrue.
You pushed it with your butt, though.
Hmm? I don't think I've ever even butt dialed anybody, ever. You've you think that I butt dialed you once?
You've butt dialed me before.
When was this?
back when you used to have your, was it a Trio?
It was a phone that actually had buttons.
Yeah.
The Trio, you could butt dial all day long. Yeah. You actually press a physical button.
Yeah.
On the iPhone, all you do is shut it off and you know, just shut the screen off and right. You can't butt dial somebody unless you unlock it.
Right.
On the Trio, man, I used to butt dial people like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
butt dial king back with the Trio. Because mm-hmm. It actually had physical buttons, which I actually like typing on better. All right, I digress. Nina's wrong. Well, she's wrong in that it's stopping the entire government. It's not shutting down the entire government, but certainly it is bringing to a halt this hearing, which should already be done with. And the confirmation vote should have happened yesterday, right? Was it yesterday that it was supposed to happen?
Yes.
I think it was yesterday.
On Thursday. Mm-hmm.
So, right. So now we're going to hear that if it's not done by 10 o'clock tonight, then she can't testify? Because you know that
I don't know what happens.
That's a fake red line. It's a fake red line.
Well, just like, yeah, because it was absolutely 4 o'clock Eastern time. Now they've moved it. If she doesn't respond, right. Her lawyers don't respond, they'll probably move it again. Yeah.
They want the Republicans to say you can't testify. You know that. Because if they say that, see, they don't care about sexual assault. This is all a game. But let me say something on Rosenstein, please, to those of you who are sending me something on Rosenstein on Twitter and an email and everything else. I disagree with you. They think the New York Times posted this or printed this in the hopes that this information will cause President Trump to fire Rosenstein, which would give people the reason to impeach Trump. Again, if Rosenstein said this, and it's verifiable through witnesses and through evidence that he said, let's secretly tape the president and try to invoke the 25th Amendment, the president actually has cause to fire him. It isn't impeachable. He's allowed to fire the guy. What are you, stupid?
Even though NBC is reporting that apparently Rosenstein said he was joking.
Yeah. No, we'll have that complete story, because you're right. Now, the story continues to change. He was joking. Then there's a whole big, long thing about how it was completely incorrect. The New York Times is wrong. And the New York Times, by the way, would normally be on Rosenstein's side, which is very interesting. Another thing, if you're emailing me to tell me how either Robert Francis O'Rourke or Ted Cruz is doing in this debate they're having, stop. I'm going to watch it when I get off the air. Can you put down the bong for a second? Carrie, why are people trying to spoil it for me?
I don't know. I guess they're probably excited about it. They want to tell you about it because they know you're not
excited.
Watching it right
I'm
now.
I'm going to watch it when I get off the air. Don't give me. It's like telling me what's happening in the game. You know that I'm going to watch. I tell you I'm going to watch the game when I get off the air, and you're like, you can't believe it. It's 7-0 already. No, shut up.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and again, it's all out of love. See, I'm going to do. Yeah, what, I'm going to do what is. DJ Khaled always says. Blah blah blah, 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 blah. But it's all love. It's all love. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, believe me.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's all love. It's all love. It's all from love. It's all from love. I love, and I love. You stink. You're no good. You can't rap, but it's all love. That's all you have to say. That's like the modern day, but I love you like a brother, right?
I love it, yeah. But it's all love.
It's like the modern day, regard, sincerely. You suck. Your mother wears combat boots. Sincerely, Joe Pags. That makes it better. He said sincerely at the end of it. He's sincere about it.
That makes it
Let me go
better.
To Ken, who's in Kalamazoo. Ken, what's up?
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to talk about Kavanaugh going first. I think that kind of undermines the presumption of innocence, because now the accuser can tailor their accusation to whatever it is he says, and he doesn't even know what the accusation is.
Ken, exactly. I got to stop you, because Carrie, the story that Carrie read said that he would go second. She would go first. He would go second.
I had some bad information then.
All right. Love you, though. Got a phone. So, Carrie, you did say that, right?
That I was, did.
I
yeah,
actually
that
listened
was...
to you read the story.
Yeah.
That's one of the stipulations the Republicans are putting out there.
Right.
That she would
she
go first,
first,
he would go second.
Correct.
Of course, he would have to respond to the accusations.
Yeah,
that,
I would
that's
think
just
he
the
would
way it works.
To go second.
You know, the prosecution offers, you know, in any court case, their case first, and the defense gets to say why you were wrong about it. So, yeah, no, Ken, I appreciate you, but that was not correct. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Dennis, you got to make it fast for me, like less than a minute. Go.
Okay, I just want to say that I'm in favor of what's going on with Judge Kavanaugh. And the reason why is because now all we got to do is get a few busloads of people to go up there and point at all the liberals and say that they molested us or talked dirty to us or did something bad to us 30 years ago. We can get rid of all of them.
All right, sounds good. Carrie, we're going to send busloads of people to make false accusations.
All righty. Let's see how
that's
that
how
goes.
We're going to fight back. Or the Republicans can grow a backbone. The Republicans can grow a spine, and they can say, we're in charge of this committee. We have allowed this to be extended. We've delayed this to make sure we could hear this woman out that you hid from us for 2 months. We're listening to all the stipulations you want. Not going to play ball that way, but we will give her a fair shake and let her say what she wants to say in front of this committee, provided she answers me at a certain time. Well, they better stick to their guns. Stop moving the time around. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Kelly McEnany, when we come back. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Also, Newsmax TV. Glad to have you along for the Joe Pags Show. Really glad to have back from the GOP. It's Kelly McEnany. Kelly, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. Really appreciate having you back on. She's got a great book published this year, The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement, and it's really, really great, especially in the days of our president, Donald Trump, a populist president. Kayleigh, there's a lot going on, and as we talked about moments ago, we have to start with Judge Kavanaugh, this confirmation hearing, which has now taken longer than most confirmations ever take, although people like Mazie Hirono are saying they're fast-tracking it. They're trying to shove him onto the court. They're trying to skip by all the procedures, which isn't true. Last minute, 11th hour, Dianne Feinstein admits she has some letter from a lady, says she went to school with Brett Kavanaugh. Could be 35 years ago, could be 36 years ago. She thinks she remembers him laying on her and trying to take her bathing suit off. There was another guy there running interference. That guy, Judge, says he knows nothing about it. In your opinion... And again, look, I'm a father of five daughters. I'm a husband. I'm a brother of three sisters. I don't think anybody claiming sexual assault or sexual allegations should be ignored. They should certainly be taken seriously. But is it your opinion, like it is mine, that if Dianne Feinstein thought this was something, she might have told us about it in July?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If Dianne Feinstein had thought that this was something that could seriously and should seriously end the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, she would have come forward with it in July.
Yeah.
Makes total sense. And likewise, this whole process, I think, would have played out a lot differently. You look at Democrats, they wait until days before they put forth this allegation, nameless allegation, then they leak the identity of the individual to the press
right.
against the accuser's will. She did not want to be public about this.
Right.
And then they make all sorts of demands, like an FBI investigation has to be conducted before the hearing, which is a ridiculous assertion. The FBI doesn't investigate matters like this. Kavanaugh's gone through 6 background checks already.
Right.
But they make these unreasonable demands all to delay the process. That's transparently what this is about for Democrats.
Well, I think that you're extremely intelligent what you just said, because you're right. The FBI, they investigate federal crimes. This would have been a local municipality crime if a crime even occurred. She can't even remember when it allegedly happened or where it allegedly happened. And again, as you said, she wasn't going to come out publicly. Now that she has come out publicly, suddenly she's connected with a lawyer who is a Hillary Clinton fundraiser, somebody who said Paula Jones should not be taken seriously. It was only 10 or 15 minutes out of her life. What's the big deal? This is somebody who has been anti-Trump, anti-right, the lawyer at least, and it looks like this professor also has been to marches that were against Trump's policies. I mean, why is it that we can't weigh all that stuff? The left wants us not to weigh any of this stuff, and just what she says is true, he should actually step down from the process. That's unbelievable, that expectation, isn't it?
It is. We should be looking at this stuff. I mean, one of the lawyers apparently had come out saying, you know, it's my job to resist Trump back in 2017.
Yeah.
And also these two lawyers were about to headline a Democratic fundraiser just a day ago until that news emerged and they swiftly canceled it.
Yeah.
You know, we have to look at all facts here, because you're right. Of course, any allegation should be taken seriously. This accuser should be allowed to speak, and she's being afforded the opportunity to speak by Republicans who say, hey, we'll do this publicly, we'll do it privately, we'll even come to California, because apparently this accuser doesn't like to fly. So they have gone above and beyond in trying to accommodate her. Democrats are the ones who have not treated this seriously with these outlandish demands for this FBI investigation and for covering the claim and then leaking it. I mean, there's just a real difference in how the two parties have treated this, and I'm very proud to be a part of the party that has Grassley and McConnell really doing their due diligence at the end of the day, noting that there are hundreds of women who have vouched for Judge Kavanaugh. So you have one isolated incident with no details up against hundreds of women who say, we have never, ever in our years and our lifetime of knowing this man, seen him engage in this kind of action.
It's Kayleigh McEnany. The name of her book is The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement. She also represents the GOP. First name spelled K-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H, last name M-C-E-N-A-N-Y. Go and get her book. Go follow her on social media. We have to make this connection, which you and I talked about a few moments ago. Keith Ellison wants to be the top law enforcement officer or agent in the state of Minnesota. He's running for DA, or for actually AG, Attorney General, and he's got an allegation that's current. I mean, there's a girlfriend that's like very recent who her son says he beat the heck out of her, dragged her off the bed. There's videotapes or something. And I haven't heard one person, not Feinstein, not Cory Booker, Spartacus, not Haroni. Nobody is saying, hey, wait a second, we need to step in and make sure that we have a full investigation before this guy gets such a powerful position. I mean, this is obviously hypocrisy, no?
Oh, absolutely. None of the Democrats who are currently now saying all of these cryptic things about Judge Kavanaugh, he must step down, he can't be on any court, they're all of a sudden ignoring the allegations against Keith Ellison, which there is far more evidence of Keith Ellison's wrongdoing than Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, you have one person who can't remember any details. With Keith Ellison, the accuser has medical records she's released. She has text messages she's released. She has 4 individuals who she told at the time of the incident who corroborate that, yes, she did share this information with me.
Right.
You have a plethora of evidence, but Democrats are radio silent. I do not hear Kirsten Gillibrand or Mazie Hirono, none of them out here defending this woman who says, I've been betrayed, ignored, and smeared by my own party.
Kayleigh, I'm a man, as you may or may not have known, but Mazie Hirono, or I think I said Hirono earlier, but it's Hirono, she the other day said, men need to shut up and step up. Kayleigh, what am I supposed to do? I'm not sure what to do with that sentence.
Right. It's incredible that now you are criminalized in the eyes of the Democratic Party because of your gender.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and it's crazy. And what's crazy is that even men can be victims of sexual assault.
Correct.
There are men who are, but because of their gender, apparently they can't speak up and they can't be listened to. So it is just patently absurd to criminalize someone because of their gender. I think it's insulting to the male gender, who I will happily stick up for.
And we appreciate that. It is Kayleigh McEnany from the GOP. One of the top the most powerful, although I don't think that she walks around saying I'm powerful, but the most recognizable member of this administration is the first daughter, Ivanka Trump. She's in Texas today visiting NASA, which is great, going to Walmart tomorrow. What are these policy incentives that she's talking about or to this big giant retailer and also to our space program?
Well, Ivanka is very passionate about modernizing and equipping our workforce of tomorrow. When we're working, we are competing with the world stage. We have to keep up with China. We have to keep up with these technologically savvy countries. And she's very passionate about that. And she's also passionate about giving everyday Americans, hardworking men and women, opportunity. And that's what Walmart has done. They've created Walmart Academy, pledged to train 1 million workers. And today, Ivanka was able to stand by one of the employees and hear her story about how she was pregnant working for Walmart and ended up becoming a store manager. Walmart, of course, being the biggest employer in Texas. So they've set a shining example, and Ivanka's putting a spotlight on it.
But what can you say about Ivanka Trump? Here's a lady who was running or helping to run a billions and billions of dollars business and had her own clothing line that gave it all up, decided to, and she doesn't get paid. People say, well, she's on the administration. She's an unpaid member of the administration who has basically given up her posh life and just has said, I'm going to serve the country. Can we say enough about her sacrifice here?
No, you're exactly right to highlight all of that she sacrificed a lot, given up her company, and not to mention what her family has gone through. Her and her husband, Jared, smeared in the media often. It's really interesting when you read headlines about Ivanka Trump before she took this position, and they're just glowing headlines. You know, she got on the best dress list. She became, this is what a working millennial mom looks like, just praising her endlessly as she deserves, because she's not only a hardworking person, but a really good, kind person of great character. Right. But now the headlines are intent on smearing her with every single headline. It's just about seen. So it's incredible the sacrifice she's made, and we can't thank her enough. She's doing a great job.
It's quite amazing what that family has gone through. And I've talked to Eric, I've talked to the president, and I've said, why would you give all that up? And it's just love of country. Unequivocally, they don't even pause. Love of country. The country needed us. This is why. Because they could be golfing or on the beach or flying around in their private jets. I mean, it's very interesting to me that people still want to be negative about them. Look, disagree with the policies if you want, but don't disagree with the fact that they gave up a lot to take on this job. It is Kayleigh McEnany. The name of the book is The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement. We just had the new jobless claims, which were way down again. We just had the stock market hit an all-time high again. Yet for some reason, Democrats in some races, like I'll say here in Texas, where I happen to be based, Ted Cruz, who is the incumbent, did an incredible job so far, has done everything he promised he would do. Yet because some dude with pretty good hair, who's pretending, in my opinion, to be Mexican-American. He's not. He's a fourth-generation Irish-American, calling himself Beto O'Rourke. This guy's got nice hair. They're calling him the Mexican Bobby Kennedy, and he's actually in the race, Kayleigh. He wants to abolish ICE, potentially, open borders completely, raise taxes, impeach the president. Things are going so great under this president right now by every measure. Why would anybody even look at a guy like this?
Yeah, it's a great question. And why would anyone look at someone who just this week impugned our hardworking law enforcement, equivocating them with Jim Crow laws, saying that that's how they act, which is just appalling, because law enforcement is good. That's the default. Of course, there are bad apples, just like in any profession, but the default should be these are hardworking men and women putting their lives on the line every day. But Beto O'Rourke doesn't seem to appreciate their sacrifice, doesn't seem to appreciate ICE, which he's on the wrong side of history, I can tell you that, because it's something like 21% of Americans want to abolish ICE. So why this guy think he can win in the great state of Texas, the red state of Texas, on a bit, basically anti-law enforcement, anti-security platform, anti-economic growth platform? It's really incredible. Beto O'Rourke will be one of the people responsible for destroying the great progress of the Trump economy should he get the opportunity to serve in the Senate. But I just don't think Texas will go there.
No, I don't think Texas will go there either. But I mean, it's a closer race than it should be. And I do believe, and tell me if you think I'm wrong here, I believe that the cult of personality that was perfected by Barack Obama in 2008, where you don't say anything. If you look at a Robert Francis O'Rourke ad on television, or if you listen to it on the radio, it's all about we can do this together in unity and diversity and blah, blah, blah. He doesn't say anything about how he wants to get rid of law enforcement or anything about opening the borders or anything about giving amnesty to people. It's just a game. I'm going to act this part. I mean, one ad shows him skateboarding, for God's sakes. So at some point, I just want people to wake up and say, listen, you're a good looking guy, got nice hair, and you can skateboard, but I'm not going with that because I like the policies that are working now. Do you think that we're bringing it home enough that they're just getting these platitudes and nothing real from a guy like this?
I think it's important to say we're dealing with a similar situation in my home state of Florida with Andrew Gillum.
Exactly right.
You have these candidates who have, you know, magnetic, you know, kind of personalities and likability, and they garner votes because of, you know, the persona they're putting out there. Yeah. And they're devoid of policy. They don't want to talk about their policies. Their policies are edging on socialism. They will take away Medicare from seniors because this so-called Medicare for All plan will have that effect, taking Medicare from seniors.
Right.
They will roll back middle-class tax cuts. So everyone listening, look at your paychecks. Take $2,000 out of there for the next year because tax cuts are gone.
It's true.
This is why we cannot vote Beto O'Rourke, cannot vote Andrew Gillum. We cannot have likability and magnetic personality overcome policy and issues that better the lives of working men and women, and that's what you get with Ted Cruz, and that's what you get with Ron DeSantis down in Florida, better policies for the American people.
Perfectly stated. I have nothing to add. That was great. Kayleigh McEnany, the name of the book is The New American Revolution, The Making of a Populist Movement. Kayleigh, thanks a million.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.
We're back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
All right, great to have you, the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Now, Carrie, I have it on good information. You've been checking out the debate because I heard you talking about Ted Cruz as we were coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sneak a peek?
I did. I've been watching a little bit.
Without spoiling it for me, because people are trying to spoil it on social media, I'll tell you this. The Robert Francis O'Rourke supporters are only attacking Cruz. They're not supporting their candidate. That tells me they've got a clown for a candidate. They think that they're going to win by attacking the guy who he's running against. See, if I had a good candidate, like I do, I like Cruz, I could tell you what Cruz has done, what Cruz stands for, and that he's done everything that he's promised that he would do. I don't have to attack the guy called himself Beto. So what can you just give me an overview? How does it feel? What's the feeling in the room?
Well, I've heard Cruz's fans in the audience, and I've heard O'Rourke's fans in the audience. I was really, okay. really interested in, because the debate's wrapping up right now, and the last question that the moderators were asking. Can I tell you the question?
You can tell me the question. I don't want to hear their answers, but what's the question?
Just what is something you admire in your opponent?
Oh, I hate when they do this.
And I was like, I want to hear the answers to that.
I hate when they do that. I hate that. They did that in the debate with the 17 different Republicans running for president, too. Yeah. And it's like, well, he seems like a good father. I mean, you know, because I think that they ask questions like that expecting Cruz to say,
nothing.
You know, he's a no good guy. He's a piece of crap.
I admire nothing from him, yeah.
Now, I cannot hear the debate. It's happening now between Robert Francis O'Rourke and Ted Cruz. But I'm guessing Cruz will say he's got great hair. I will bet you Cruz will say Beto has great hair.
We'll see. I started to hear O'Rourke's answer.
Turns out the guy called an idiot that wrote me an email telling me what was going on in the debate was one of our bosses.
Yeah. It's like I say, you're in trouble.
I spent about 25 minutes apologizing for that one. But then a bunch of people on the Twitters thought they would tell me, oh, you should have heard what Cruz said to this guy. No, stop.
I know. It's all over social media.
I'm
going to
watch
right
it in like an hour and a half. Just calm that ass down. I mean, just stop
it. Good stuff.
All right. We'll get your phone calls in a second. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about Superbeats. Superbeats is a great product that's going to help you increase that miracle molecule in your body that helps your cardiovascular system so much. Something we produce on our own. We produce less of it as we get older. Nitric oxide. You want more nitric oxide for blood flow, for circulation, for stamina, for energy. We start losing energy, and it turns out we're losing energy as we get older because we honestly have less of this nitric oxide. That keeps us going. Well, you can help boost that by this great product by Human. It's called Super Beets. They've harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of this company is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. Just a teaspoon in the morning is all they suggest. Boost that nitric oxide. 800-516-8389 or joelovesbeets.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply and free shipping as well in your first purchase. Again, Super Beets, 800-516-8389 or joelovesbeets.com. Get there right now. Let me grab a quick phone call. Got about a minute for you for Lisa in Michigan. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Joe, I need way more than a minute.
Well, that's all I got.
Okay, well, I'll call back another time.
Okay, very good. Let me go to Julie in Massachusetts. Julie, less than a minute. Let's go.
Well, the problem is I disagree with the whole Me Too movement as such because I figure if they can't take their parents' advice, which I got when I was very young, my dad said to me, you're going to have trouble with boys. So I want you to ask them a question when they're having their little fling at you. Ask them high or low. And when they look at you askance, just say to them, high is a punch in the nose, low is a knee. He said, that'll solve all your problems.
Listen, that was very wise advice, because if you gave me those options, I would say neither one, and I think we'd be just fine. Julie, I appreciate it. Very well said. Got to get out of here on television. We continue on radio, The Joe Pag Show. Coming right back. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with The Joe Pag Show.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's The Joe Pag Show.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Friday. A free speech Friday.
Free speech Friday.
Ah, freedom. Bring it down. That is Carrie Lucky. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Joe.
Why you sound so bothered by it?
Hi,
Joe. Whatever.
Hi, Joe.
I've got a guy named Rick who's just a dope who listens to the show all the time, right? And again, he's not a dope for listening to the show, but he's a dope because whenever he writes me some garbage. He's still mad at me about the zipper move when you merge in traffic.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he's still mad about that. Again, the zipper is actually what's suggested by the Department of Transportation, which is go all the way to the end of both lanes and then start going tic-tacking in when you start merging.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still mad at my take there. He thinks that I'm a bad guy and I skipped in line and whatever else. So he writes me that. When I was at Sam's earlier and people were going slowly and at the checkout line, I couldn't tell who was there, who wasn't. He said I should have done my rude, unfair move, and I should have skipped in line like I do when I'm driving down the road or something. And I wrote back. I said, this is the most idiotic email I've received in this entire week. And he wrote back. He said, well, I'll continue to love the show, even though I don't like you. Now, listen, Carrie, you and I talk about this all the time. I'm not that smart.
Yes.
So I just have to take the words. Hopefully they're monosyllabic. Mm-hmm. And I could actually break the words down. I like the show, just not you.
But it's
those are
your
all one-syllable
show.
Words. Right. So I just wrote back and I said, so you must really hate the name of the show.
I guess so.
Again, okay. I don't get it.
But he still listens.
There really are some there are some confused individuals out there who want to hate me, but can't because they love the show we put on. And it's a real quandary for them. They like walk away, they listen for 3 hours, go, I can't believe I gave that idiot 3 more hours.
Yeah, and then there you go. Tune in again. Yeah. That's okay.
All I'm hearing is high praise for Cruz in this debate. There isn't anybody that I've seen so far that's saying, wow, Beto really got him on that one. What they're saying is Cruz is a liar. Cruz made that one up. Cruz hates healthcare. Cruz, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, if you believe in the guy that was just debating the senator, then tell me what the guy did that was so great, and they're not. To me, that's very telling. It just is. I've actually interviewed Beto O'Rourke, which is interesting. You remember when he and Will Hurd were driving across the country to go back to Congress to go vote on something.
I remember that.
And they got along classically. Hurd is District 23. I think it's 23. It's 23 or 28. I always screw it up. District 23 Republican from the great state of Texas. He's running for re-election. He should win handily because the lady who's running against him, her ad campaigns are absolutely just lying about Will Hurd. But having said that, they got along great. And while they're on that cross-country thing, Will called the show. And I talked to him and I said, let me talk to Beto. Talk to him too. And they talked about togetherness and that the two sides can work together. They don't have to hate each other. And then he decides he's going to run for Senate and he drops an F-bomb at the announcement. And he's been nothing but far left wing since. So here's a guy that painted this picture of acceptance and openness and togetherness. And this is great. We can work across the aisle, who has never worked across the aisle, has no intention of working across the aisle. And now the reports I'm getting, tell me if you've heard any of this from your people who watched it, that he's got the same cadence and delivery style as Barack Obama. Is that true?
I don't know. I probably have to watch a little bit more. I didn't notice that, the segment that I watched.
Because when I interviewed him, I didn't feel that.
When I go back and watch the whole thing, I'll look for that. But it's not something that jumped out at me in a few minutes that I watched.
Jim writes, he says, amazing how much Beto, that's Robert Francis, sounds and acts like Obama, speech patterns, stories, mannerism, etc. Now I can't wait to watch it.
I'm telling you.
And by the way, Sam, what's going on in Minnesota? You having the attorney general debate now in Minnesota, too, with Keith Ellison? Sam's answering the phone. I think that's what she told me. I think the debate in Minnesota just started. I don't even know who Ellison is running against, but that's going to be another interesting one. Let me go to the phone lines. I happen to have a guy on in Minnesota. And, Carrie, if you don't mind, get me Rosenstein ready.
Okay.
Let's talk about Rosenstein after we take a couple of calls here. David, I appreciate you. Is Ellison debating right now? Is that going on?
I am not aware of the guy he's running against, though. It's Doug Wardlow.
Okay. Is Wardlow anything? Does he have a chance?
I believe that Wardlow is going to win it. I believe
really?
The Ellison thing is, yep. I believe the Ellison thing is going to, actually, Minnesota's probably going to, you're going to see a lot of red coming out of Minnesota.
Trump almost won Minnesota. It was very close. But let me ask you this, because I can't see the nightly news every night in Minnesota. Are you guys, when you tune into the news, are you guys getting a daily dose of the latest on the Ellison investigation, or are they ignoring it?
Oh, heck no. They aren't talking about it at all.
Really? That's got to be the biggest story in that state, no?
It should be. You would think. It should be a journalist's dream.
Yeah.
But, nope, they're not touching it.
Well, what are your thoughts on Kavanaugh? Talk to me.
Okay, so the Kavanaugh thing, that's what I was calling about. Be it right or wrong, this is what I believe is going on there. I believe they're going to have a special counsel because her team was asking that the senators are the only ones that question her.
Right.
I believe all the senators on the committee, all the Republican senators at least, are old white men, and they're trying to set up the optics of old white men taking on this victim woman. And so I believe if they have a special counsel, it will be a female because they want to avoid the optics and take those optics away from the left.
Well, I don't think I disagree that they're all old white men. They're not. I mean, Ted Cruz is on there, and he's younger than she is. So, all white men, yes. I'm going to stick to what I said last hour. We Republicans, I'm not a Republican, we conservatives, those of us on the right and the Republicans that are represented on that panel need to stand up and say, hey, just because I'm a man doesn't mean that I can't ask questions like this or that I can't show empathy or sympathy for somebody if they did go through this. We need to stop allowing them to say identity politics works. What my point, David, is this, and tell me, I think you disagree, but my point is this. Why do we have to become more liberal and play their game when we're never going to win anyway in their eyes? Why not just do what we do? These people are on the committee. This is who was voted in. Deal with it. Have a nice day.
I agree with you 100%. I started it out by saying, be it right or wrong.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with they're doing, but I believe that's why they're doing what they're doing.
All right. I got you.
They want to take those optics away from the left.
Well, I think that it's an interesting thought, but again, take the optics away from the left. So what? Okay. All right. Let's play it out. You get a special counsel, a special investigator, a special questioner, whatever we're going to call it. And we have, it's going to be a woman, perhaps a young woman, maybe somebody who is out there in the news that she is a survivor of sexual assault somehow. And she asks the questions and they go through the entire thing. Do you think because it was a woman who actually had a history of something horrible happening, and she's young, and she's, I don't know, black or Hispanic, something diverse. Maybe she's even a Muslim. She got her hijab on. Do you really think that's going to change even one vote on the left? Not even one. You can have the most intersectional person you can find. Gay, Muslim, woman of color, who's a victim. Ask the questions. And still, the left would say, I was unfair somehow who they chose. I didn't ask the right questions. She was giving him cover. So why play the game? Why even go there? Look, we gave you everything you wanted. We played the game exactly how you wanted us to. We gave you the optics that you wanted, and you still don't agree. Not one Democrat who's sitting on that panel will say, you know what? That was exactly what we wanted. I now am going to vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. It's not going to happen, so don't play the game. Go with who you have. What's that saying about going to the dance? Go home with who brung you. Something like that. Leave with who brung you, whatever. Even though brung would be incorrect there. The bottom line is, these are the people on the committee. They were duly elected to the Senate by the constituency in their states. They were then elected by the Senate to be on this committee. Why do you have to pretend like you don't have that responsibility or job that was bestowed upon you? A special counsel isn't going to change one vote on the left. Not one. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. The entire Rosenstein story from Kerry when we come back. More of your phone calls as well on the Joe Pag Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Hi, great to have you. The Joe Pag Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Glad to have you here, along with Kerry Lockey. So, Kerry, just get this one, and I hesitate to tell you. It says, lock the camera on the lady. You'll get millions of views, then Joe. And sing more, please. Sing more, bro. Laugh out loud.
Like the first part. Don't like the second right. part.
All right, so the first part
was awesome.
Tells you how great you are.
Yeah.
The second part gives me a little bit of a compliment, and you've got a problem with that.
I do.
People now understand. They completely understand.
The first half was great, though. That rocked. That's nice.
Sorry, watching Cruz debate in the Trump rally. I'll catch you on replay. Either you listen to it when it's available in your city, or you're not allowed to listen. I've actually set a parameter on my podcast. My own sister today, Elena, writes me a text. Hey, Joey, love you. How you doing? Blah, blah, dude. Listen, can I hear your show live on iHeartRadio? I'm like, really? Really?
Come on, well.
I've been doing this show in this form for 11 years now.
Yeah.
And my sister doesn't know?
Well,
just look up the flagship, WOAI, and you should be able to listen live. All right, so I would go and I would put in what? Come on, man. Just take a breath.
Be nice.
I'm gonna meditate.
About it.
By the way, I'm going to have her on the show soon. Sam, have we gotten Annalena on yet? We got to have Annalena on. She wrote a book called Tony's Law. She actually, my sister, has achieved something that I probably will never achieve. She actually had a law change in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And she wrote a book about it. We have to have her on and talk about that. I want to get people going and read that story. It's kind of amazing. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Kerry, if you don't mind, fill us in on Rosenstein.
Yes, from Fox News, the Trump administration was rocked Friday afternoon by a bombshell report saying Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein last year suggested secretly recording President Trump to expose chaos in the White House and enlisting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Rosenstein adamantly denied the accusations. The New York Times story is inaccurate and factually incorrect, he said in a statement to Fox News. I will not further comment on a story based on anonymous sources who are obviously biased against the department and are advancing their own personal agenda. But let me be clear about this. Based on my personal dealings with the president, there is no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment. But the article assured a royal, a White House already suspicious of some elements within the DOJ and FBI, as Trump complains regularly about the Russia probe he calls a witch hunt. Rosenstein oversees that probe. And the explosive report published by the New York Times said Rosenstein had discussed wearing a wire to tape Trump and pursuing his removal from office in meetings and conversations with Justice Department and FBI officials. This would have been in the tumultuous days after James Comey was fired as FBI director, with the president citing in part a memo penned by Rosenstein reportedly catching him off guard. Rosenstein even reportedly suggested those interviewing with the president to replace Comey as director of the FBI wear wires to secretly tape him. According to the Times, none of Rosenstein's proposals were acted upon, and it remains unclear the level of seriousness Rosenstein had when making the suggestions. Fox News has learned a key meeting took place May 16th, 2017 at Justice Department headquarters. During the meeting, the subject arose the possibility of appointing a special counsel to investigate Russia election meddling, according to a source. Several people were in the room, including former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and former FBI counsel Lisa Page. Robert Mueller was appointed as special counsel the next day. I remember this meeting and remember the wire comment. A source was in the room told Fox News the statement was sarcastic and was never discussed with any intention of recording a conversation with the president.
So we know that McCabe, who's now been unceremoniously fired and may face charges once this FISA stuff is declassified, we know he was in the room and probably giving suggestions and input on whether they should bring in a special counsel. A special counsel that was brought in because James Comey leaked an official document through a friend to the New York Times. And Lisa Page was in there. The are we saying lover, the girlfriend of Peter Strzok, whatever. She was in there, too, as a, I guess, a lawyer with the FBI. She also probably had input and had some say in what was going to happen with the special counsel. A woman that we now know was completely anti-Trump, and she and her boyfriend were doing all they could to talk about how they're going to get rid of him or stop him from winning or whatever. I mean, shouldn't that delegitimize the whole idea of a special counsel on its face? If they had something to say about who the special counsel was going to be, that's a problem. We now know whose side they were on. They actually were on a side. They weren't just independently. Now, Peter Strzok, when he was out in front of Congress, actually tried to make them believe, yeah, as much as I didn't want him to be the candidate, I didn't want him to be the president, I was still unbiased when I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon sandwich! Sam, are you watching the debate in Minnesota? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm in and out of it.
And anything? Anything to report?
It just seems all very strange. That's all.
Okay. Good stuff. We'll have to watch that one later. Kara, got a lot of debates to watch tonight.
Oh, you do. You're very, very busy.
Got to go and see what's going on with Keith Ellison. I mean, if the other guy doesn't bring up the allegations of sexual assault against him, then he has no chance of winning. Mm. He should bring it up. He should only talk about that. Well, that's a good question. Did you know that his ex-girlfriend said that he beat her up and sexually assaulted her? I mean, that's who the guy is, allegedly. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts on Rosenstein. Do you agree with so many people that have contacted me today that the president, well, that the New York Times is trying to set the president up, get him to fire Rosenstein, and then that would be impeachable? I'm here to say he's the executive in chief. He runs the executive branch. The Department of Justice is under the purview of the president. They work for him. He can fire anybody he wants. That's not impeachable. Well, it's impeachable because he's obstructing justice. No, he's not. The guy's being insubordinate if there's truth here. The president should do the best internal investigation he can. And if there's anything corroborating that this Rosenstein guy did this, the guy should be fired, sent out the door with a box full of his personal belongings. Lynn is in Tucson. Hi, Lynn. What's going on?
Hi. So I have this theory.
Okay.
About Brett Kavanaugh. Now every time I hear his name, I have to hear him singing it. So he's good. Trying to ruin his name for me.
I do what I can.
But I have this theory that, no, I don't really believe the lady. I don't want to say her name because I'm just tired of hearing it in this past week.
Right.
But, so you know how in the past few years with the Me Too movement, every time someone says, someone tried to do this or someone assaulted me, you have like hundreds of people coming out of the woodwork saying, they did me, here's me.
Right.
I think they thought that that's what was going to happen, only it didn't. So they look kind of stupid. And usually when people assault someone, it's like a pattern. It goes on and on and on and on.
Right.
The fact that no one else has jumped up and said anything, and that, what is it, 200 women have said the opposite, I just kind of don't believe it.
Well, Lynn, I think it's a great point that not many people have made. And unfortunately, I'm out of time, but I love you and I love Tucson. It's a great point. You know, when these allegations come up, like Weinstein, suddenly there are 50 people or 60. Les Moonves, suddenly there are 15 or 10 or whatever it is. Matt Lauer, suddenly there are all these people. Even when the president was accused, you had 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe even more people. I think I was too. Nobody else has come out against Brett Kavanaugh. Does it mean that it's untrue? No, but it's certainly another piece of the puzzle. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great radio stations everywhere. JoePags.com for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. All right there, plus the live video stream for hour number three. It's the Joe Pags Show, coming your way for a Free Speech Friday. Whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. Got an email from a guy, Kerry, who said, hey, what's the call-in number? I want to call in and talk about this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, you can't possibly be listening to the program if you don't know the call-in number. I say it a lot.
Well, there's something to give it to him?
No. Nope.
Dude.
Got some guy randomly. Should I have?
Well, yeah, why not?
It's a random email.
I
feel like calling in to talk about the direction of the country. Okay. Listen to the show. You'll hear the number.
Okay.
Why is it bad to make a requirement that you listen to the show to get the phone number?
Well, I guess it's not when you put it that way, because they should be listening in all 3 hours.
Well, yeah. You're going to give me no ratings at all. You're going to listen to anything, but I'm going to give you a forum to talk about how unhappy you are with the direction of the country.
Okay, all right. I understand.
Is that really who I have to be?
I guess so.
Wow, you immediately, like, knee-jerk reacted to supporting the guy, too.
Can't help myself. I can't.
You did.
Why didn't you give me the number? I'm Kerry.
No, I don't sound
it's,
like
again, joepags.com. Go there. Click on Facebook. Then send me a message on Facebook. You'll be signed up for the daily Facebook messages. I sent a couple today. A few people have unsubscribed. Because I actually gave them the directions. If you want to unsubscribe, just write the word unsubscribe. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Once you do subscribe, you'll be getting these messages telling you what's going to be on the show. And I appreciate that the vast majority of you like them, which is good. Go to Twitter, click on it, and just follow me on Twitter. I live tweet during the program. I don't really live Facebook during the program, so go and check out Twitter. Instagram, the more personal stuff, maybe some gym photo. Now listen, I did take a gym video today doing legs.
Mm-hmm.
And don't love the angle.
Yeah.
Don't love the, so I didn't post it. But I'm a little tired of the fat guys and the skinny dudes out there saying that, well, when's leg day? Huh? Don't skip leg day.
That's why you should post it.
So I may post it, although I don't. The last thing I need is, well, you should really do this more for you this, and you should really. You always get the guy who says, well, here's what you should really
who
do.
Who thinks they know better? Yeah.
Or you're not breathing right on that exercise. I didn't
I
ask for your help.
I have to have something to critique.
But I'll tell you this. My friend Paul, talked to him today. He said, I've lost 30 pounds, and it's your fault.
Hey. Well,
why is it my fault? He said, because my wife sees that you post these videos, and then she yells at me that I'm not in the gym.
Well, that's a good thing. Good. 30 pounds.
I'm glad I could help your marriage out there, Sparky. But no, he's lost like 30, 35 pounds. I'm proud of him. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say, and I told you this. Yes, I do like to get nice comments that I work out hard, but I also want to inspire. I'm 52,000 years old here.
I'm still
in the gym, and I'm working out hard. That's right. I'm old, mm-hmm. but you damn straight got the body of a 22-year-old. I wouldn't go that far. That's not actually pushing it. I actually couldn't even accept that myself. Would you say 62?
I did.
Yeah, why you got to be rude? Why you got to go to the other angle?
Sorry. Again, I can't help it.
And then you crack yourself up. You're like, I said 62.
So funny.
I'm chocolate voice. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Kara, if you don't mind, you've got to give me this story. That somebody is being accused of being transphobic.
Yes.
Because they actually suggested that a male has a certain body part.
Or that women don't have a certain body part, really.
Okay. Well, all right. Go ahead.
This is from The Blaze. A student from the United Kingdom's been called transphobic and fired from his editor position at a student publication after supporting on social media the notion that women don't have penises, Metro reported.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, that women don't have penises. Angelos Sophocleous was assistant editor of Durham University's Philosophy Journal Critique for just 3 days when he lost his job for sharing a Spectator piece titled, Is It a Crime to Say Women Don't Have Penises? On his personal Twitter account. His tweet has been deleted, the outlet said. He was also forced to resign as president-elect of Humanist Students. Metro said he was let go from his post as a general editor of the school's online magazine, The Bubble. The former chair of LGBT Humanist, Christopher Ward took issue with Sophocleous' post, the outlet said, arguing it was factually incorrect and not worthy of a debate. The opposition I experienced from a number of longstanding humanist members to trans people and trans issues was a stain on an otherwise great organization, Ward wrote, according to Metro. And here is the new president of humanist students RTing horrific transphobic bleep. And the Sophocleous blasted his detractor, saying in his humanist students' resignation statement they cannot tolerate any criticism, either their movement or their ideas, and are unable to engage in a civilized conversation on issues they disagree on. These are individuals who think they hold the absolute right to determine which ideas can be discussed and what language can be used in a public forum, he added. And since the uproar over his tweet, Sophocleous' Twitter page is full of strident arguments on freedom of speech, thought, and expression.
So, what he said is true, undeniably, biologically, scientifically. And we're actually living in a day and age where the people running the joint think that it's somehow so unbelievably disgusting to say the truth scientifically and biologically that he had to be pushed out of his job as the person writing the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
But they didn't really give it. What?
No, but it's not.
I know.
It's not. It's. I'm really good at making arguments against dumb moves and dumb motives, and all, there's, I have no argument to make. If you're female, you don't have one. If you're male, you have one. That's the way it works. Biologically, scientifically, humanistically, this is not a religious thing. So I'm not sure I understand why he's in trouble. I mean, Carol, let me ask you this. Do you think at some point we'll fix this garbage that we're going through in our country?
I hope so. I think we will. Maybe not very soon, but we will in the future. I hope.
You do think there's hope?
I do. I do. There is. We're going to turn this around.
I'll go with you. I hope you're right, because this is just dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, places of higher learning should be better than this. Well, here's an argument we're not going to have because he's right. Now, let's move on and really deal with a problem that could be a big issue for more people. But instead, they want to focus on things like this that don't make any sense. And they want to force you to think as they say think. Say as they say say. Act as they say act. And if you don't, you're a fill-in-the-blankophobist. Well, that's a good term. I should get that website, fillintheblankophobus.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be good.
Absolutely. Let me go to Nathan in Virginia. Nathan, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Living a dream, man. Put your face to the phone. I know they're not on speaker. I can hear it.
No, it's maybe I'm in the bathroom. And
dude.
Anyways,
really?
Let me turn the fan off.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been waiting to talk to you.
I don't know why. I don't want any information on why the fan is on in the bathroom. Go ahead. What's going on?
All right. Anyways, I was at the Liberty debate last night with Tim Kaine, and I got there a little late, so I got to hear him speak. And I tried my best, man, to keep the gloves on, but I just could not. He was up there saying a bunch of lies, and it really bothered me, and I became a liberal for a second and started booing, like, uncontrollably booing. And, like, I was booing so much that if you watch that debate and Tim Kaine speaking, the moderator will say, Okay, enough of the whatever. I booed him so much, I couldn't believe myself. When I left there, I was so full of adrenaline and having such a good time. But I'm glad I did not get showed the door. As a good conservative, I know when to boo and I know when to be quiet. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not watching the race very closely. Whoever's running against him, do they have a chance?
Actually, what I wanted to talk to you about is the fact that I'm from Southern Virginia.
Yeah.
And people out there who aren't from Virginia don't know Virginia. You've got Virginia Tech and you've got UVA. Anything north of Charlottesville is Democrat, liberal territory. And there's nothing we can do because they all work in D.C. And they go there every day and they come home to Northern Virginia. And no matter, I've been here for 15 years, and no matter what race it's been, it's always a Democrat winning it because of the northern part of Virginia. But the people in the south who are conservative, and there's a lot of us down here, we don't have a voice anymore. So I was just wondering, what's the point of me going and voting anymore here in Virginia?
Well, let me answer with this question. Do you think there was any point in people in Wisconsin voting in the presidential election? How about the people of Michigan? Should they have voted? How about Pennsylvania that was expected to go blue? Should they have voted? I mean, the president won many states that Hillary Clinton didn't even visit because she had them in the bag. So I'm answering with a question, obviously, because they're rhetorical. Of course, the reason you go and vote is because you can turn it back red. You can make a difference. But you've got to get a hold of something that will make those who are center-left, not left-left, you're never going to get them, but those who are center-left say, I will go right this time because what do I have to lose? The people in those states, and even many minorities and many women who voted for Trump, said, I really don't have anything to lose. The last 8 years have sucked. I've got to do something different. So you've got to make the case in your individual state that there is a good benefit to going right this time. And if it works out, they'll keep on going right. It is changeable, obviously, because, again, Trump won a bunch of states he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, but Tim Kaine, you know, he was running for vice president under Hillary Clinton.
Right, and he speaks Spanish. I don't know if you heard.
Well, not only that, but he was a Jesuit priest for a while, too. Last night he said that.
He tells everybody every time. Go ahead.
Yeah, last night he said it was health care, not a child. He said that Kavanaugh was 17 and some other 17-year-old went in and raped a 15-year-old girl. This is what he said in his debate.
But he's an idiot. Well, listen, Tim Kaine clearly is an idiot. As bad a candidate as Hillary Clinton was, she made it an even worse choice for vice president. But do you agree Nathan?
Thank you.
Nathan, do you agree with me that you do have the ability to change a state even if it feels like it's a no-win situation? Because, again, we proved it in 2016.
Yeah, the only reason I will admit to defeat on this argument is the fact that I voted for the first time for President Trump. I never voted for any of the Bushes, never liked them. I didn't like the politics. I didn't like Republican or Democrat. And I saw in Trump a man who was above politics. He was a businessman, and he's getting down to business, and he's got 2020 in the bag because I'm voting for him again.
All right, Nathan. Listen, I appreciate you. And he was the guy booing last night if you're watching that debate, Kerry.
I heard, yeah.
Now, let me just ask you this. We only have a second before I go to break here. What do you think Nathan was doing in the bathroom that required the fan?
I'm not going to answer that.
I'm allowed to ask a question
on
Friday.
But I
Polo,
will not
anything?
Answer.
Any idea why he had the fan on? Polo, anything?
Was he booing something in there, too?
He might have been booing something. Mm-hmm. Sam, fan? Sam, what's the reason you put the fan on in the bathroom? What? What's that?
I probably shouldn't answer.
Just asking. Just wondering. Maybe he put on some hairspray and it was just too thick in the bathroom. He had to get it out with the ventilation fan.
Yeah, no.
Nothing, Sam?
That's all you got?
It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
182.
Updating you with the news that matters, coming up at the top of the hour on News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Hey, great to have you, the Joe Pags Show. Thanks a lot for stopping by. I'm just seeing this. I guess the AP updated something. But there's a story that 57... Kerry, you probably said this earlier, but I was sleeping during your newscast.
Yeah.
I guess 56 protesters were arrested protesting Kavanaugh.
I know that happened yesterday.
That's a little nuts, isn't it?
56, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense for me. It just doesn't. At some point, when does this radical, outlandish, aggressive, violent protesting end from the left? And you kind of wonder, does it end when enough people like Nico LaHood and Brandon Strzok, the A silent today, I don't know if you heard, Kerry.
I did, several times, you told
if,
me.
If enough people walk away from the party and say, look, we're just not voting that way anymore, and more of these elections end up in landslides for the right over the left, is that when they'll start getting smart? Because what needs to happen for Democrats or the left in this country to ever be appealing again to the masses is they need to admit that Antifa and Black Lives Matter and George Soros are not good. They're actually bad. They're negative things. They're organizations and they're financiers of violence, anarchy, and they're anti-USA. At some point, you're going to have to see a moderation from the left again, as you saw, as you at one point saw, where they aren't as hard left as they are today. Look, it's actually easy to identify a Gillum, like in Florida, the guy's a socialist, or a Bernie Sanders, a socialist, Ocasio-Cortez, a socialist. It's easy to identify them. They're far left. They would never make it on a national scale. And probably, Gillum probably won't make it in Florida. Ocasio-Cortez will, because New York isn't paying any attention and she's young and cute. But other than that, I mean, you're going to see people who want more moderate voices. It's really that simple. So at some point, it's got to stop. And this far leftist crap, 56 people arrested for protesting Kavanaugh. I guarantee you they have no clue why they're protesting him. They think they know, but they don't. All right, let me tell you about Super Beats. Take an atom of nitrogen, bond it with an atom of oxygen, and you've got nitric oxide. It's what you have. It's a miracle molecule. Your body makes it to fuel your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help generating more of this natural nitric oxide. Super Beats does that. It's by human. It's harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of Super Beets daily supports your cardiovascular health, blood pressure levels as well. You want more natural energy. You want real, healthy, natural energy. You want more nitric oxide, blood flow, blood pressure, your circulation. It's all very important. It's all tied to this miracle molecule. 800-516-8389. Or joelovesbeats.com. You find out about getting a free 30-day supply and free shipping, too, at the first purchase. Again, Superbeats, 800-516-8389, or joelovesbeats.com. Polo, can you nutshell, before I go to pop culture, can you nutshell the Mark Cuban story?
I mean, basically, there was a lot of male employees that were doing inappropriate things towards women, whether it was sexual abuse.
Were they alleging that he was?
No. No, just that.
But they're saying people who worked for him.
Right, and that he may have known stuff and he didn't do anything about it.
So to make up for it, he says, I'm going to donate $10 million to what?
I guess to women's sexual abuse organizations and stuff like that.
Is he pretty much, does that cover it, or are people still mad at him?
Some people are still mad that the NBA didn't do anything to the Mavericks organization or suspend him for 6 months or anything like that.
Was it specifically tied to the Mavericks or just to all of his companies?
It was to the Mavericks.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's paying $10 million. It's a big chunk of change. But, I mean, if there's some admission or some proof, then you wonder why the NBA doesn't step in. But then again, these big sports, you know, corporations don't really do much anymore when it comes to stuff like this and stuff like kneeling during the flag. Let's do pop culture. Bye. Dirty pop. All right, man, make it happen. Let's go.
Okay, and I guess to go back with what we were just talking about with like all these sexual abuse cases and everything else,
yeah.
Mariska Hargitay was at the Tribeca Festival and she was talking about her show, Law and Order Special Victims Unit, and she was saying basically that I think our show in many ways is an ideal unit of how we wish sexual assault and domestic violence was met by the world. Survivors are believed, period.
Yeah, but I mean, they're believed once we know that they're survivors. That's right. They always forget that part, which is weird to me. All right, we got to go for Polo, for Sam, for Kerry. It's Joe Pags. We're back Monday, same time, same place. I'll see many of you on the weekend tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.